I know I've seen you for years. I don't think.
Yeah,
that's okay. Helpful. When you came in, what, Friday or Thursday? Okay. That was the first time I couldn't remember your name. I'm like, hi, welcome back. I couldn't remember your name.
That's okay. So, I answered a hey you.
Me too.
So tell me, we're going to get started in about 3 minutes. Tell me where you're from. Tell me your name. Oh, what's your ministry and how long have you been doing it? Oh, and let's throw in how long you've been a Christian.
My name is Carmen. I'm from Chino, and my ministry is Release Time.
Okay.
And I do another ministry, Bible study, with Bible Study Fellowship. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting ideas here, and I've been a Christian since 1974.
Okay. You're a graduate from high school.
Hi, I'm Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
Carmen and I serve together, too. I'm in Chino Valley Release Time at BSF Children's School.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
And, you know, I guess I thought I was a Christian as a child, but I really knew I was a Christian from 2004.
Okay.
Amen to that.
Hi, I'm Debbie. I've been a Christian for lots of years, 30 plus, but used to do children's ministry here, but I kind of stepped down and let a younger person do it, and now I'm just interested in Release Time. I do administrative work here, a little bit of everything.
Okay.
For the last 20 years.
Yay for the Girl Friday.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday.
That's Sunday. Me. That's me. Wherever they need me.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Judy, and I am a Sunday school teacher here, and let's see, more than 30 years. Let's see, Christian about 40 plus or more. That's
okay. Very good. Thank you. Margie. What's your name, Margie?
My name's Margie, and my ministry meeting is with kids right now, with Child Evangelism and with Release Time Education. I'm also involved in women's ministry and then kind of facilitating life group type things.
Okay, wow. Hands everywhere. Hi, Miss Gloria.
57.
Okay.
I accepted the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What was the third portion?
What is your ministry? What is your ministry?
Teaching.
Teaching children?
Yes.
Okay.
I was a preschool teacher.
A little one.
So
Birds of angels.
Yes. So I've been doing Christian Release Time about 40 years.
Wonderful.
Wow. 40 years?
Yeah, I mean, nine.
Wow.
What was the last
one? I don't know. What was the last one? If the Lord lets me know that long, that's awesome.
Praise God. It's 1989.
I didn't hear that last part.
She's 89.
Oh, 89.
Is that what you said?
Yes,
that's what I thought. Because I'm
89.
She said she's because she said she's been doing Release Time for 40 years.
I was saved in 57.
Oh, okay.
I did Release Time 15 years in L.A.
Oh, okay.
And then I've been 27 years here in Pomona.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Release Time. That doesn't count the other stuff. The boating, that'd be the boater.
Oh, okay.
Like that, like 49 years straight. So,
wow.
So I just stay busy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That must be what you need to
89.
Do.
89.
I know.
I'll save that. I'll
That's
save
okay with you.
Absolutely.
Please. When is your birthday?
October 25th.
Yeah. Oh, so you have a birthday coming up.
I have another one coming up. I'd be 90 girl.
Oh, oh.
So you're an average girl.
That's right.
So you came through the depression. I mean, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You just
okay,
interested.
I know, she's interested.
I'm just
interested. Miss Gloria, we'll pick a part of your life after.
Yes.
Find out all the details.
But you now, have this a good one when you find out about that.
Oh my goodness.
That's going to blow your mind.
I bet you have many, many wonderful testimonies. Miss Lucille.
Oh, okay.
Do not.
Whoa.
That's on my mind.
Yeah.
Yes. My daddy brought me to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with me when I was 12 years old.
Okay.
Isn't that a blessing?
And it truly is. And then I have a Sunday school teacher, Christian release time, mm-hmm. just anywhere the Lord has put me to work. So
okay.
I've
Amen.
Just been blessed.
I missed the question, so what my answer?
Your name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Lucille Quigley. That was my name.
Your ministry, and how long have you been a Christian? Was that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it.
Okay, my name is Ruthie. I just started the Azusa Release Christian education class in January. I retired as a public school teacher for 38 years, so I just jumped right into this. And I was born and raised Methodist. Slept into the pews, but I think my walk with the Lord truly began in 1995.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Miss Stephanie?
My name is Stephanie. I have been saved probably about, I want to say like maybe 36 years or so. I teach release time. I do coordinate Sunday school at my church, and I teach there, and I'm involved in women's ministry there as well.
Fabulous. My name is Christina McConnell. I am the director at the Greater Long Beach Child Evangelism Fellowship office in Bellflower.
Yeah.
We oversee 11 cities, and we are partners with Release Time, and we're doing Good News Clubs. We're on campus. So Miss Sally has been very encouraging and just a blessing to us at Child Evangelism with her wonderful spirit and her knowledge of everything. So I'm glad to be here with you today. Today we're going to talk about review can be exciting.
All right.
That's our session. Enhancing learning in a fun way. So imagine being in class, and forgive me, I have to sit. I thought I could stand, but imagine going to class and you ask the children, what did we talk about last week?
Yeah.
And they look at you. And the teacher waits and says, okay, can you tell me what we learned last week?
Oh,
yeah. They look down and they look around and they poke their neighbor. And then finally, one little guy pipes up in the back and says, why are you asking me? I wasn't even here. It could be discouraging for the teacher. And the teacher says, why do I even bother to review? Why am I standing up before these children? Until finally a child says, can we just get on with the lesson? All these things are going through her mind, her heart. Why do we do review? Bible tells us that it encourages the Bible encourages review. It says in 2 Peter 3:1-2, this is now the second.
Sure.
This is now the second letter that I am writing to you, beloved. In both of them, I'm stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder that you should remember the predictions of the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior through your apostles. So what is he telling them there? Stir up your mind. It could be a reminder. And he's telling them to remember. Right?
Yes.
That's in 2 Peter 3:1-2. And then Hebrews 2:1 says, therefore, we must pay closer attention to what we have heard, unless we drift away from it. What says least we drift away from it? So again, he's saying, pay close attention. to what we've heard. So, the Bible tells us to review. So why do we review? Because the Bible tells us to review. We want them to remember because the Bible tells us to remember. And not only remember what we've learned in the scriptures, but what about what we learned from last week's not just the lessons, but the experience for us as teachers. When you ask a child to, you know that you have taught them accurately because you studied, you were ready, you know the scriptures already, and when you ask them, they are way off. They are giving you answers that aren't even close to what you taught. Was it something that you said? The way you thought you said it? Was it something that they heard? There could be a variety of reasons. So we want to encourage review. It's important. The importance of review is God's word encourages us to do this. And it's helpful in evaluating. Evaluating who? Ourselves. Yes. If we're not teaching them effectively, then we're using up some time. Somebody's getting something, but are they getting what our goal was? So we want to evaluate our teaching, and that's one of the ways that we can evaluate. Another way, of course, is by sitting down and making out maybe a list for yourself of what you hope to accomplish in that class. Maybe 5 questions. You know, did they pay attention? Was it effective? Were my visuals effective? You know, some things that are important to you. I can give you a list, but it's not going to be as effective for you as putting down a list, making the list of what you want to be able to accomplish. It reinforces good teaching. And as a good teacher, we usually start with prayer, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's do that now.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you that you are kind to us, you are gracious to us, you are loving, and you bring all things to our remembrance. Father, we ask that you would fill us with a double portion of your spirit for this time. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. So it reinforces good teaching. Good teaching. We don't want to reinforce this, the teaching that we didn't do right, but that gives us the opportunity to correct anything.
Exactly.
Yes. That correcting part is essential. For years, and there's nothing wrong with this, so I want to say that right from the beginning, that because I came to CEF 3 months in the Lord, so there was nothing to undo. I didn't know anything. And I came to child evangelism, and within a month I was teaching Good News Clubs at home in my mobile park. But I learned to say rose. He rose from the
dead.
From the grave, right? He rose.
Yeah.
A rose. And when I was doing a review, I asked the children, Jesus died and he was buried, and on the third day, what happened? I was so excited. And the child says, he turned into a rose. All that time I had been teaching that, and I'm hoping that I was clear for the majority of the children, and it was just the one that didn't get it. I can only hope. But I say he came back alive.
Right.
Trust me, from then on, I have 25 years, 23 years later, I'm still saying he came back alive. I might slip up and say he rose again, and when I hear myself, I say he came back alive. Is that a faulty concept?
No.
But did the kids get it?
No.
No, that one didn't get it. So they're not.
But the others.
Who knows? It was that one child that admitted it.
Ah,
that was excited because she knew what happened.
Yeah. He did too, but he had a problem with his hearing. Because he took rose, he took the aura. He heard the aura, but it sounded like a rose and not like he risen.
I would say I was not clear.
But yeah, not right.
But we not said that because I just learned. I only have heard 5 alphabets out of my whole lifetime. Oh. And I just realized when I got my hearing aids.
Oh.
I do not hear all them other 27s. I don't hear the sound, it's not there. But I know that the Lord blessed me. He brought me all the way through life without knowing that.
Oh my goodness.
And he let me get an education.
Yes.
And teach other kids. Growing up. So
we want
to. I know everything I got, it came from God.
Amen. Amen. So it gives us opportunity to correct faulty concepts that the children might have.
Right. That's true.
And it gives us opportunity, like I said, that to make sure that we're saying we're on track.
Right.
With the way we're explaining it.
Right.
Because we may have the right idea here and here, the right concept, the right teaching, but when it comes here, I know what always comes out of my mouth is not exact. So, here we go. Using review games. So the review games help meet some basic needs of the children. They could be runaround games, relay games, the need for activity. It covers the need for achievement, approval. Good job. Good answer. We want to encourage the children. When they don't give the right answer, we don't want to say no or press a buzzer. We want to use as much of their answer as possible so that they can be encouraged to answer next time. You know, I don't know if any of you have ever been in the situation where maybe you're hesitant to raise your hand at things, but then when you do, it didn't come out exactly as you had hoped and said, well, I won't do that again. But we don't want the children to leave feeling that way or go back remembering that. Can you see up here?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I mean, I can't.
Is it shiny?
No, no. It sits on the air conditioner vent.
Okay.
A little chilly.
I just want to make sure everybody can. It's okay. It'll be warm in a little while.
I know. Then I'll move back.
The need for approval. The need for new experiences. They love the games. They're fun. Oh, if you make them fun. A fun game can be not so fun by your presentation. Okay, I'm not here to make the teacher feel bad, but we are that part that they're going to see. We're not Jesus, but they're going to love their teacher. They love their teacher's Bible. They love their teacher. They love their teacher's Bible. They love their teacher's Jesus. And then it's their Jesus. We don't like that. Of course, we're always pointing them to Christ, but that's just the relational with the children, how it happens. So we want to be encouraging them and loving them and always pointing them to the author and finisher of our faith. Amen?
Amen.
So it gives them new experiences, a little friendly competition. Some people like to say boys against girls. I try not to do that. I try to cut the class right down the middle.
Right.
There's already enough competition of the boys against the girls. So that's just me personally. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with it. But that's my own 2 cents. So review it provides competition, but also provides opportunities for you, the teacher, to learn as we've talked about through observation, through listening to their answers, where we can correct our teaching. And children love review games.
Mm-hmm, they do. They really do.
Use a
And songs.
And songs.
Yeah.
Yes. So, but we want to use a variety of games.
Yeah.
They may like what game you played last week.
Yeah.
Let's play it again. Don't fall for that. Wait. Wait 2 or 3 weeks so that there's that anticipation for it. You want, you're a softie and you say, okay,
We're only going to do one round, but don't do it. Make it a variety.
Okay.
They'll want to do it, they'll fall for it. Use discretion with prizes.
Oh, yeah.
Be very careful with prizes. Especially if you start out with big prizes, you don't have any place to go after that. Try stickers.
Yeah.
Try, you know, some one of my clubs has uses a stamp. They don't stamp the children's hand, but they stamp by their name.
Oh, that's cute.
So they have a poster board, and they just they let the student stamp. You know those little round.
Yes.
They're like a quarter. Little stamp. That you don't have to buy stickers.
Yes.
You can buy a couple of stamps, and they can pick which stamp.
Yeah, they like stickers.
Yes.
I mean, they really like. I didn't realize how much children like stickers. Mm-hmm.
You know, I give stickers out at, I do this summer training for Christian Youth in Action. They're teenagers and above. To, as long as you can get back and forth, you're welcome. And I gave stickers last session. Oh my goodness, you would have thought. And then there was a man that was 42 years old, and he said, I didn't get my sticker. And I thought, yes, the sticker works.
Well, we vote, we get a sticker.
Oh, yes.
You were
early. Oh, yeah, you're right about that, yes.
Where do they put them? I mean,
I gave it to them like this.
And they put it wherever
they want.
Wherever
they want. Yeah. Just not on their face. Because they did.
They put them everywhere.
Okay. All right.
The people both do the same thing.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Start slow. It's harder to if you already have a class going and you've already started with the prizes this up here. It's hard to drop them down.
That's
so.
True.
At the next when your session ends and your session comes back, change it then.
That's true. But when you were saying prizes. This wasn't a at the beginning prize, but we did this. I did not know that students like what rocks.
Rocks. Yeah.
I didn't know that. That was amazing.
Are you saying rocks?
I grew up throwing stuff.
Rocks.
I have five brothers, so we threw stuff. I never ate an apricot because.
they
we pulled them from the tree green and we threw them. So I didn't even know what it. We always grew up. I grew up in Sacramento. We always had fruit trees, but I didn't know what half of them tasted like because we would pull them down and throw. So when you say rock, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Yeah. But these kiddos really like they are the. What are you out? You got to see these rocks. But anyway, they love them.
Okay.
I couldn't believe it. But
right.
Anyway,
I'm not knocking any prize out.
No,
you have
but
that
this
works.
Was the last of the year.
Yeah.
Our last ending prize. Those students were, and we put them in the nice little bags.
Uh-huh.
And those students
okay.
were like, oh my goodness. I just said, I never would have gotten it.
Yeah.
I was shocked. And someone encouraged me to get it.
And
I did.
Stand in the rock, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then that was a part of the message, the rock of my salvation truly was. So anyway, I was surprised that children like it.
So use discretion on your prizes.
Okay.
Your main focus needs to be on your lessons.
Amen.
There is a reward. Keep them small and inexpensive. Like I said, go with stickers if you consider that, or a stamp. I would not stamp on their hand. Because I know when I was raising my brother, he could not have stamps. And so I don't know how parents are now about stamps. Or tattoos. Accept the student's answer as much as possible. They want to answer. They want to participate. So if they give you part of an answer, accept it. And maybe you're looking for another answer altogether. But give them credit for
the answer.
What happened after Jesus died. And maybe you're looking for the answer that he was resurrected, but the child says he was buried. Okay, which is true, right?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So whose fault was that one?
Oh, that's true.
right?
But then you just take it on. He was buried.
Not anymore.
How if I can help it? You tell him that's right. But he didn't stay dead, did he?
There you go.
What happened?
There you go.
He came back
from
alive.
Alive.
He came back alive. And he's alive today in heaven.
There you go.
And in us.
Preparing a place, right?
Praise God.
And then we want to emphasize that everyone's a winner in Jesus, right?
Amen.
We all win. When we're learning about Jesus, we all win. What we encourage our teachers to do is during a review game, the team that won, they can either get their snack first or they get to leave first. But we always say, good job, and that's their reward. They don't all get prized because their team won. They get to leave first or their snack first.
Oh, that's a good one. To line up first and go get their snacks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm working low budget here.
We have a bunch of kiddos.
Yeah.
So that's a good one.
Something to consider.
Well, yeah, that's a wonderful idea. To leave first, line up first, get the snacks.
Planning for your review time. So write out your questions in advance. Use questions that start with what, who, why, when, where, and how. You want to have questions that are thought-provoking, not questions that are going to say yes or no. No, we don't want those kind of questions. We want something that's going to get a sense of what they've learned. And have them at varying degrees, levels of degrees, because the children are going to be different ages, right? And they're going to be different intellectual, different attention, where they have their attention. And print the answers if you want the children, print the questions if the children are going to participate. Print the questions for yourself. Don't try to remember. That is time consuming. That is a time eater. Write them down as you're studying. And then when you go to ask the questions, remember, did I even give that answer? Did I even address that concept or that thought, whatever it is? So what we do sometimes, if we don't have, most of our curriculum already has the questions, but the teacher that is going to be playing the game, leading the game, has a copy of the questions, and as a teacher's teaching, they're crossing them out, or maybe they're adding something that wasn't in the questions or in the curriculum. They'll write those questions, but we already have them written down. They're supposed to have them written down before they get up. That way, it goes like this. It's fun. It's moving. You know that as soon as you pause, trouble starts. We don't want to give Satan a toll. Or even our flesh, the children, you know, children start getting pokey, antsy. Mm-hmm. Yes. So even when we drop stuff, we use a phrase called the word up, which is a short phrase that goes to the lesson, goes along with the lesson. So if we drop our papers or we have our visuals on the other side of the room, we have to go get it. We word up so that they're still doing something while we're headed back and coming.
Right.
Or if we have a teacher transition. Right. We have a teacher transition, we say word up, and that's how the teacher knows that it's time for them to. We don't have the teacher that's coming up next at the back of the room. They need to be coming up already. They should already know that they need to be moving up. So,
what's an example of the word up?
God is faithful.
God is faithful.
That was one of ours.
Okay.
And then there's little hand motions that go with it. Hand motions, dear?
Oh, I don't know.
So it would be God is
faithful, usually
like
this, right?
Faithful.
Yeah.
Faithful
is
what?
Right. Yeah.
Sign up. In our curriculum, it has a little sidebars that shows what the hand motions are. Everything's all inclusive. But you can come up with your own ideas. You can come up with your own word up, two or three words that talk about God, talk about Jesus, talk about whatever your curriculum is, whatever your lesson is about. And keep it simple, like God is faithful. So it'd be God is faithful. God is
strong.
Right?
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
And you use this word up.
We introduced it at the beginning of the class, along with the welcome and maybe our opening song. And today's word up is.
Oh, so you do the same one over and over that
no.
day?
No.
Oh, you do.
Different. Each week it's a different word.
That day.
That day, yes. You have to yes. Say. Okay. And you're going to be using it throughout the. Because it coincides with your lesson, you're going to be using it, including it here and there in your lesson.
Do you have that on here?
No, that's a freebie.
Yes, you just threw that in.
That was a bunny trail.
A bunny trail. Said, be quiet, that you better do something without involving them. You say, time's up.
Word up.
And they'll know. That's
right. And you drop your papers, and now you have to pick them up. Word up, and you got gathering
up. Keep occupied, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes, even when you're teaching, I use it a lot because I'll just kind of point to God is, you know,
blah, blah, blah,
God is, and then they'll say faithful.
Right. So you just interject it throughout.
Yes.
And so it's kind of
a word fits into your lesson because it should fit into your lesson so that it's reinforcing that main teaching of the lesson. The main teaching might be that God is faithful.
Yeah.
And it's just for that day, for that lesson. And next week it'll be
something different.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I like
that.
So you can make a big sign, you know, like write it out.
I'll get it for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So write down your questions in advance.
Okay.
And then use different types of questions. Some that are fact. Bible, those would be Bible knowledge. I'll use limited number of these. Because you're going to use spiritual, ones that have to do with application. But most of all, you want to be sure that the children understand. So questions can be based on the main truth of the lesson for application. So if, for a saved child, if you have taught about God being, God cares, What application would you give for a saved child to go that week and do?
Care for
somebody. Go this week and show
that you care.
Show somebody that you care. Right. Because by then you'll have talked to. What are ways that you can show children, show others that you care? My husband shows me that he cares because he takes out the trash without having to be asked. And that's a big deal for me. That shows that he cares that I don't like it. So there's ways that you can give applications for your children at the children's level, right?
Those are Christ-like characters that we want them to
correct.
Know.
And those also relate to your lesson. Everything's all related to your lesson that day.
Yeah.
That day. Okay. They may be based on the memory verse. You may encourage your child to give a testimony of what happened. Tell us what happened last week when you showed somebody that you cared. How did you show them that they cared? There's a variety of ways that you can use that those influences. Be sure that the children understand the procedure of playing the game. Be sure you practice it out loud, the instructions, before class, so that you can explain the instructions. Sometimes if you're using, I've used questions that were already made, instructions that were already written, and wait a minute, how do you do that? I think it's just me, and I'll go to my teammate and say, what is this telling us to do? And they show, till we put it together and say, okay, let's how can we clarify this? So be sure that it's clear to you before you try it out in front of the children. And that's not going to happen that day. That has to happen during your preparations.
Right.
So you're not just studying your lesson. You need to go all the way to the end, right? How you're going to close it out. I've given you a list of, on your handout, you have a list of games.
Right.
We're going to do a couple of games. Well, let me see what else I have here. There's team games, games related to the lesson, memory verse related games, for special season, special games for teaching value, and vary them weekly. Some start a review at the beginning of the time, but be sure, determine for yourself how much time you're going to use up in your class. How much time for memory verse? How much time for introduction? How much time for, well, introduction, memory verse, your Bible lesson, which should not be longer than 15 to 20 minutes. 40-minute Bible lessons is too long, because you don't have their attention that long. I know that release time only lasts so long. Any of our sessions only lasts so long, but you have to divide it up evenly. And how much for the game? I give 10 minutes for that. I try to give at least 10 minutes for the game because they like it. And you can have an opportunity to review. So if you're going to do it at the beginning for the previous week, do it short because you still have the rest of the time. What's the average amount of time for release time?
1 hour.
1 hour. Okay. 45 to 1 hour. Okay. So whatever you're going to teach, already have it listed with the times and what time you're supposed to start. And I would encourage you to have a timer.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We use a timer that is a square clock, and you move the face that, and then it turns red. So it's click, 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 click. When there's no more red, you're done. Okay, so get something like that for yourself. It has a little beep.
I usually set my phone too.
The only thing about the phone, though, is wonderful, but we want to make sure that the kids are not thinking that we are texting.
Yeah.
Or we are doing something with our phone, because everywhere they're going, the phone is more important than the children. I love technology. I love my gadgets. But I'm trying to be mindful still of using my Bible when I'm teaching, not an iPad or whatever wonderful things that I use the Bible. Yes. I encourage the teachers to use your Bible so that they can see you using your Bible. Some teachers, this one teacher that I help her club, she holds the Bible open while she's talking. Not even when she's reading from the Bible. She's holding it open. I want to meet her someday. And she's managing the visuals, and she's holds up. She'll set the Bible down. I'm not saying this is for everyone. But she'll set it down. She'll move the visuals. And as she's talking, at some point again, she has that Bible in her hand. What I learned was she has an outline in her Bible, and she's following the outline. Yes. Okay. She's got little cheat sheets, and when she turns her pages to read her section, she's got little notes in there, handwritten
sticky
notes.
Yeah.
No, because those are bright yellow. She has it's on regular paper, the color of her Bible. She is so.
Well, do you all have those timers at your store?
No, I got mine on Amazon. Sorry.
Okay.
Some people use a food timer. Any timer will be fine, even your phone timer, whatever works for you. Don't go out and buy something new just because I said, the sky is not going to fall if you use your phone timer. I'm just saying be mindful, because children are, you go to a restaurant and you see the parents and the children all on their phones, and I'm wondering, are they texting each other? They're texting somebody else, right? So we want to give them our time and attention. Attention especially. We want them to know we are doing that. But we want them to know that that's what we're doing.
That's true.
Right? We want to be mindful of it. Start on time. Got to start on time. From your club. From when you get there to your club, start on time. Be ready. Start on time. Have your materials already in order. Have your game pieces already set up. As you see, I already have them set up. I could take this down, turn it around, and then when it's my time, I can put it back up. But wait, there's more. We made these little pocket charts one year at Christian Youth in Action because the game that I made for the teams did not need a pocket chart, and we didn't think of that one. So we, and if this is for tic-tac-toe. It's a this one in particular is for tic-tac-toe, so you can just set your little pieces on here. I put tape, this is page protector, and I taped it, and then I stapled it for good measure so that when I put the little piece in here, it does not
fall out.
Fall out.
Do you mind if I take a picture? Thank you.
Okay, so this doesn't cost a lot of money.
No.
It's only green like because that's all I could find at the Dollar Tree.
That's good.
Okay. All of these are memory games. You can do that also using your little pocket chart, right? I know some of you are on buses, some of you are mobile, so this keeps it simple. You don't have to carry all this. You don't have to carry the stand and the board and all that. You can get a legal size envelope, I mean a folder, right?
Okay.
So that it's bigger and it could, then you put your game in there, you fold it up, and you file it for next time under games.
Right? So would you have like one for every two children?
No. This is for the teachers. This is just like this.
A classroom.
Just one so that you could stand up front. If you're on the bus, you could just stand up front and play the game using this. You don't have to bring this or this or this. Just keep it simple, right?
Keep it simple.
It was just, like I said, it was just done with tape and stapler. It's all an illusion. It's just a little.
That's very nice. Great idea.
Desperate time called for desperate measures. So we had the whole, our whole team stapling and taping, and they had to do it straight. So in your packet is games, ideas. If you're using child evangelism material, the resource packet comes with all the games already done.
Where is that? I mean,
it's a particular curriculum.
I know.
But on the internet, on the, here's some games for you.
Yes.
Here's this one, here's this one with the crown. Okay, where would you use the crowns? And what kind of lesson would you use the crowns?
Esther.
Yeah. Esther, mm-hmm. David.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That.
Lesson on Saul,
yeah.
Although
yeah.
His might be a little bent.
That's true.
But so when they answer the questions, they get to come and pick a, it could be in a bag or it could be on the board. They get to pick a point, and this is 2,000. Here they could pick any one they want. This is 3,000. I don't make points that high because then the ones that are behind, too far to, no, I don't have enough fingers for that. It's too hard for the ones that are behind.
Yeah.
To
catch up.
But it's the same, 300 or 3,000.
Right. They like those high numbers.
They like the high numbers. These are just Bible from the anywhere.
What's a school store?
School store, thank you.
Oh.
And here is truth. These are in Spanish because this is what I found. So it's a memory game. So they would come up, they could pick two, and then put it back. I made it simple for me so I could find it. God is truth. Trust God. God is power. Oh, I missed it. God is power. The next child comes up and pulls, God is power, right? You can put whatever questions you want on there. Okay? So, do you have any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Be encouraged. The children love the games. You're going to be great at it. Be mindful of your time. That's the biggest thing I want to remind you of. How much time you're going to spend.
Okay, because I've been coming.
Teacher supply store.
These are from your handouts. Right? These are in your handout.
Yeah.
So you copy them on yellow paper. And then you could write it or you could type this one. We typed it.
What does that say?
And glued it on. God, walk with God.
Walk with God. So it's the same concept as the Bible says you were doing church.
What?
The same concept as the Bible
doesn't change.
Oh, okay.
Dios nos cambia. God changes
the situation. It matches the story.
Oh, okay.
It could be anything.
Anything, huh? Points, whatever you want to do.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It could be points. However you want to do it. Your game, you have the pictures right there. You have
I just need a game packet where I can just go in.
It's right in there.
Well,
you got to build your game.
You're saying you want to buy a game that's already done?
Our resource packets have all the games for that.
Did you bring any from your store right there?
I'm not sure.
That you can show us an example of. Yeah.
Well,
she has a tape.
It's a packet, and in there is a memory verse. It's the word up for that those lessons. So it goes by lesson. The word up, the...
Thank you, it was awesome.
It'll be a quiet time, and it'll have all the game pieces.
Okay, I'll look out there.
That go to the game,
or I'll come to
the lesson book has the instructions.
But you have that at your store. So
yes, ma'am.
You know, I have to share with you something similar to your Jesus Rose from the Dead.
Yes.
I grew up all my life from Psalms 23, surely goodness and mercy. No. I always thought it was three people because Mercy, we had a brother named Mercy and Shirley. I knew a friend named Shirley and goodness. I thought that's somebody's name. So as a little girl, I was always walking by myself and I always said, Shirley, goodness and mercy are always following me. And I visualized three little angels. And it wasn't until I, you know, really started reading, I said, Shirley. Uh-huh. And all the time I thought it was Shirley.
That is
true. I grew up saying that.
In the movie, the famous phrase of Airplane, don't call me Shirley.
Don't call me Shirley.
And then the song, my sunbeam, I grew up singing, a zombie, a zombie. And you're right, because kids hear things, but they don't, you know, apply it to what the word actually is. I learned to show it.
I know you guys have songs.
Really quick,
because
we have to walk.
No, we started a half hour because folks were not on time.
Okay.
I'm talking about my class.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Oh.
Because we have to walk to the church across the street by the time the kids arrive. So
right.
I'm down to 50 minutes of instruction time.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes by so quick.
This game is tic-tac-toe. And it goes like this. So, there's a grid on the back of each one. There's a grid. So this tells you where to put it. So this would be right here, right? On the tic-tac-toe. Oops, I put it wrong. It would be down here. So in this one, it says...
How do you know which is up?
Based on
there you go.
So It would.
Darlene, where's your purse?
The point is, if it has the same picture. If it has, so his, the X and the O's, right? Okay. So if this one has the same grid on the back, it bumps it off.
Oh. Cool.
So can you really get it?
That's a strategy there. They have to strategize.
Oh, the kids love this.
Defense.
So this class starts at 11:30. Welcome.
Hello. Hi.
It's Jessica. Two times in 1 week I get to see you.
Yeah, that's great.
Come on in, folks. Am I super?